Best-selling poll, reluctant hero Farage puts country and Brexit before ego and party. By James Delling poll on November 11, 2019. Rarely have I seen Nigel Farage look so drained, gray and subdued as he did when announcing today in Hartlepool that he was standing down a chunk of his army. His Brexit party will not be contesting any of the 317 seats the Conservatives won in the general election. Yes, in strategic terms, this informal Leave alliance is probably for the best. Having fought for Brexit for three decades, Farage understandably doesn't want to blow it now by splitting the Leave vote and placing Britain's future in the hands of an unholy alliance of Greens, Marxists, dripping wet liberals and Ramona holdouts. At the same time, though, it's undoubtedly a humiliating surrender of power and influence, cruelly imposed on him by a combination of electoral mathematics and the most tremendous and well-orchestrated pressure from the conservative establishment attack machine. All those stories you've read in the mainstream media suggesting that the main threat to Brexit is now Nigel Farage's ego. This is nervous editors and proprietors acting in lockstep with conservative Central HQ's dark arts department. We don't really have a conservative media in Britain anymore. But we do still have a media that tends towards the center-left rather than the hard left, and which is thus more than willing to lend its muscle to backing a bunch of conservatives in name only, like Boris's bunch over a bunch of rabid, terrorist-supporting, economy-destroying Marxist loons like Corbyn's. The good news from Farage's point of view is that there's now no danger of his going down in history as the arch-Brexiteer who killed Brexit. Also, in the nearer term, he has removed a lot of heat from his back and he will earn much praise and many sighs of relief from all those Brexiteers, both in the Conservative Party and in the surrender wing of the Brexit Party, who had persuaded themselves that he was a threat. Perhaps the biggest compliment, though, is the response of Labour. If only, eh? Still, the good news from a Brexit point of view is that Farage may possibly have leveraged what remained of his political capital into pushing Boris Johnson's Conservatives into a more solid Brexit, a super plus Canada deal, than they might otherwise have negotiated. Let us just hope now that the Brexit Party manages, somehow, to win at least a few seats in the constituencies where it is still fielding candidates.